knowledgeable and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
A controversial Nike ad featuring the controversial former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick will air during the NFL season opening game tonight.
Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything.
Nike saying the ad will run all week during the U.S. Open, Major League Baseball games, and college football as well. It features the former San Francisco 49ers quarterback who's created a firestorm, starting to kneel during the national anthem to protest racial injustice. The two-minute version of the ad already on Twitter also features other prominent athletes like LeBron James and Serena Williams. Tropical Depression Gordon finally moving out of Mississippi, rolling across the Mississippi River into Arkansas, and still quite a rainmaker. Meanwhile, forecasters are keeping an eye on Hurricane Florence off the eastern U.S. coast. It could affect the eastern seaboard sometime next week. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A federal prosecutor in North Carolina is issuing subpoenas for voter registration on behalf of ICE. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of North Carolina looking for voter applications, voting forms, and other data for evidence of citizenship. Civil rights activists say they suspect they're really just looking for irregularities to justify voter suppression. Toyota has issued a recall for 2016 to 2018 Prius hybrid vehicles amid concerns that the wiring harness could spark a fire.
The recall involves the Prius plug-in model and could affect nearly 200,000 vehicles in the United States. Worldwide, the recall could affect more than 1 million vehicles, including the CHR SUV models. Toyota will be notifying affected Prius owners this month. There are concerns that the wire could wear out over time and generate a short circuit, and in rare cases cause a fire. Toyota hasn't said whether any injuries or deaths have resulted from the defect. If sufficient heat is generated, there's an increased risk of vehicle fire, according to a company representative. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And Kim Kardashian West back at the White House as the reality TV star met with members of the administration yesterday to discuss the clemency process for nonviolent drug offenders. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
This is John Resnick. During a holiday visit to Los Angeles in 2007, Tonight Show's Ed McMahon offered to introduce me to his pal Jerry Lewis. I was surprised by an invitation to meet Jerry on his boat in the San Diego Harbor to share Jerry's life story on Legends of Success. This was certainly one of my most enjoyable interviews since the show debuted in January of 2002. I hope you enjoyed listening as much as I enjoyed my memorable visit with Jerry Lewis. Rest in peace, Jerry. We'll miss you.
It's time for Legends of Success with John Resnick. Each week, John presents the most original success stories in America. Passionate and inspiring stories from some of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs alive today. This is Legends of Success. Here's John Resnick.
And welcome to today's edition of Legends of Success, America's program that introduces you to our country's most intriguing entrepreneurs and acclaimed individuals, people who have overcome challenges and setbacks to make it to the top. I'm John Resnick, and I thank you for sharing part of your day with us. As you know, the majority of our guests have come from the business world, innovative entrepreneurs who, from an early age, had a knack for looking at things differently and then tenaciously acting upon their vision to build a successful enterprise. And on occasion, we've had the opportunity to speak with legends from the entertainment world who've had their own unique but similar challenges on the bumpy road to success. Well, today's guest is about as good an example as we could get from that entertainment world. Jerry Lewis's life has had some incredible highs and lows. Born Jerry Levitch on March 16, 1926 in Newark, New Jersey, Jerry was inspired at an early age to become an entertainer by his father, Danny, who was a workaholic in show business. Although Danny Lewis never really achieved the level of success in his dreams, Danny and his wife, Ray, did live to see the worldwide phenomenon and success of their son, Jerry. Now, during Jerry's childhood, he was frequently found living with his grandmother, Sarah, as his parents hit the road to try to build on Danny's success. I just returned from my visit and interview with Jerry Lewis in San Diego. The following is one of the most interesting interviews I've done since the debut of Legends of Success in January of 2002.
Here we are sitting off the coast of Southern California. And up front, I know everybody wants to know, how are you feeling and how's your health, Jerry?
I feel great. I'm doing terrific.
So you're feeling better. You're looking a lot better. You know, Jerry,
am I a dead ringer for Cary Grant? The truth.
Cary Grant wishes he looked like you.
You hear? See what? That's a good. That's a smart man.
Jerry, yeah. In 2001, Newsweek listed the five most recognizable people on the planet.
Right.
First was Muhammad Ali.
Right.
Next was President Bush.
Yes.
Then was Margaret Thatcher.
She was nice.
She was nice. Walter Cronkite.
Well, terrific.
Fifth was a tie.
A tie between who?
The Pope and
Jerry Lewis.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, he wore my Jewish yarmulke. That's the only thing we had in common.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, are you two friends?
Who, the Pope?
Yes.
I had the very, very high honor to meet him in New York just after he had taken his position in the Vatican. It was really an exciting moment.
It's incredible.
Lovely man.
Well, when you think, here you are, you've been performing for, what, 70 years, 71 years?
I'm performing 73 years.
73 years now.
And 73 years, and the public has still not gotten wise.
And you're still the fifth most popular recognized person on the planet.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Which is amazing. When you go back and you start all this, I know you didn't start at the top.
No.
Tell me all about it. Were you born in a wealthy family, or what was it like?
No, my mom and dad were performers in the Bourse Circuit in upper New York Catskill Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
My dad worked with a staff. He had wonderful people, dancers, dance teams, singers, a comic that worked with my dad. They did bits together. And I was, at the age of five, my father found out they could get an extra $6 if I performed. So he taught me a song, and I did it one night. Brother, Can You Spare a Dime, which was popular then because we were in the Depression.
Sure.
When I took my bow, I slipped and my foot hit the footlights.
Yeah.
And boom, a screaming explosion and smoke. And I got so scared that I got my first laugh in front of an audience. And I thought to myself, hey, I like that. That's better than the applause after the song. And from that day on, I never looked back.
You were hooked.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you performed after that. You continued to perform.
Continued from that point on.
Your dad, Danny, he always had aspirations of being a great entertainer.
Well, he was a great entertainer.
Yeah. Well,
he did everything better than anybody you ever saw. But he was very, very solid man.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, Dad, you could be the biggest star in the world if you would only work at it. And he said, I'm the biggest star in the world right now for my family. I got a roof over their head. You can only drive one car, eat three meals, live in one house. I take care of my wife. I dress her. I take care of my son. I dress him. What more do I need? I'm a happy man. And I'm a very big fish in a small pond. I'm very happy. And he was. He was a very happy man as long as he met his responsibilities. And he was a funny man. I mean, everything he did was brilliant. And I learned from the master. I sat from 5 years old. When I wasn't performing, I'd be in this special chair that he had them make sure was there for me. So I learned from the master.
Eventually, he brought you to one of the hotels he was performing at the Borscht Belt, correct?
Yeah,
and
right.
You lived there, I believe.
We lived at the hotel that he worked at all summer long. And in the wintertime, we lived at the Hotel Arthur in Lakewood, New Jersey,
mm-hmm.
where he would spend the 5 winter months there and then go right up to the Borscht Circuit for the summer. So we were going back and forth between Lakewood, New Jersey and the Catskill Mountains. And he made a very good living and took good care of us. And we didn't need any more than that.
Now, by the time you're 15, you're really starting to get your own shtick down, your own routine. You had something, I believe, called lip sync?
Yep. I was doing a record act, which we called the dumb act.
Yes.
Because I never spoke. I just did whatever was on the recording, and I mouthed it, and I did crazy faces and incredible costumes. Mm-hmm. And I had my own act for 3 years, from the time I was around 14 till 17. And then from 17, I went on my own because I was able to travel. We have one of my planes overhead just ready to land with the sandwiches. And it'll put down over here in a couple of seconds, but then it'll go away. And where was I?
You were talking about building up your shtick and your routine.
Yes, and,
your 15,
and by 17, I was performing in burlesque. And I was an intermission act. They would put me on between the strippers because they didn't need music and they could change sets and everything like that. So whenever they needed an act that was self-contained, they would book me. And it was wonderful.
I read somewhere, I don't know if it's true or not, that the first time you did a performance at the burlesque, they booed you off the stage. They wanted the dancers.
Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
They made it very clear. They didn't want to see this act. Get off. Next, bring on the broads.
So for a couple of years, you probably hit every burlesque house in the entire region.
Well, I played from the time I was 17 till 18,
yes.
I played about 35 burlesque houses. So I had good work. I was doing pretty well. But you're not really doing that great when you're getting $85 a week. Because on the road, with hotel and laundry and expenses, it's really not a lot of money. And then I sent money home to my mom.
Mm-hmm.
So I made the 85. I stretched it pretty good.
Must have been tough in those days. Eventually, you start working your way to the Belmont Hotel.
Belmont Plaza.
Right. Exactly. Glass Hat Lounge or
Glass
a club?
Glass Hat was the showroom.
Yes.
At the Belmont Plaza. And I worked there for 48 weeks. I went in for 2 weeks, and they liked my work and kept me there 48 weeks. And that was the place where I met Dean. Dean was a guest at the Belmont Plaza Hotel. He was staying there, and he had a radio show that he did that wasn't sponsored. What do they call that?
I guess working for free?
Yeah. It was... It was a good show, and Dean was wonderful on it. He did really good songs,
mm-hmm.
and he was very well-liked. And when I saw him, I saw my hero. I just knew right away that this was a special guy. And when we met, We just clicked.
Instantaneously. He's 10 years older. You're looking up to him. All of a sudden, something very fortuitous happens.
I finally found my big brother, my father, my hero. I looked up to him.
And as they say, the rest is history.
The rest is history is right.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm John Resnick. You're listening to Legends of Success. My exclusive guest today is Jerry Lewis, American treasure. We'll be back right after this.
And I'll be with him, whether you like it or not.
How are you enjoying this latest stock market roller coaster ride? You've worked too long and too hard to let market volatility and a tired old spend down strategy rob you of your retirement savings. We're Sound Income Strategies, and baby boomers who have heard our message and called for a free income kit now understand the secret to a great retirement is our middle name, Income.
For your free, no obligation income kit, call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234 to speak to an income specialist. Call now. 866-913-1234.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm.
Sound Income Strategies. The secret to a great retirement is in our middle name, Income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Call now. 866-913-1234.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. Today, my guest is the exclusive interview with Jerry Lewis, an American treasure. You may know him from the Muscular Dystrophy Telethon. You might know him from all his famous films. What you're going to find out here coming up is what a shrewd businessman and an inventor Jerry has been. Jerry, as time went on, you met Dean Martin. You guys hit it off, a fortuitous meeting, and they say the rest is history.
Yep.
Tell me about some of those first performances with Dean.
We made $200 million.
Absolutely.
Want to talk about success? We're talking about $200 million when, if you put it in today's dollars,
yes,
it's $1 billion.
Jerry, when you start working at the 500 Club, I think you guys are earning, what, $250 a week?
$100 and a quarter apiece.
$250 a week. And you made a recommendation about spending several hundred dollars on tuxedos. What was that, and why did you say it? What were you thinking?
Well, it didn't happen at the 500 Club. We really didn't catch fire until the last few weeks at the 500 Club.
Yes.
Where we were playing to 22 people in the audience, and then all of a sudden, the complete capacity of the club was 280. Then we're playing to 280.
So, Jerry, within no time at all, I think you had mentioned to Dean, one day we're going to be making $5,000 a week, and we got to start looking like what they're going to pay us
for. He thought I was nuts, and we were working in street suits. I mean, we worked in the suits we owned. My blue suit, you could see a picture of yourself if you looked at my behind. It was that shiny.
Is that right?
And then when we finally started to do that much better, I said, we got to look the role. And we had tuxes made at Pucci in Chicago, one of the finest tailors in the country. And we put the tuxes on that first night to go to work, and we realized that everything that we did was enhanced by the fact that we were looking classier. Now, when you take pratfalls in a tux, it's funny. When you take a pratfall with a street suit, you can go to the Bowery and see hundreds of guys laying in street suits. There's nothing funny about it. But when you put a tux on and you take a fall, that's funny.
What's contrast, isn't it?
The contrast is an incredible, incredible part of the science of comedy that you learn about when you do it. And we learned about it.
But, Jerry, you were always thinking business, too. You're noted as being a shrewd operator, very smart. Did you negotiate some of these contracts? Did you increase your pay? Was it you yourself, or did you have an agent?
No, I had wonderful agents and great managers and terrific attorneys. But I never allowed anything to happen unless I really perused the deal and made sure that we were protected, because Dean depended on me to do that. Dean wanted to play golf because he knew I would take care of business. Mm-hmm. And it was a wonderful, wonderful plan. Now, if the tables were turned, Dean would have been quite capable of handling it just as well as I did. Mm-hmm. But what we had was an impeccable arrangement. It was great for him. It was great for us. And we kept it that way.
By 1948, you guys are only together 2 years.
Right.
And you are the most powerful comedy act in the country. As a
right.
matter of fact, opening night at Tropicana,
Copacabana.
At the Copacabana.
Right.
One of those nights, your idol, Frank Sinatra, comes by. What does he say to
you? He was there opening night.
Yes.
That was March 8th, 1948.
Okay.
And we called him up on stage. And we worked, and the three of us did ad-lib humor and a couple of songs, and we just knocked the socks off that audience, and we had the best time. It was wonderful.
It must have been magic.
And then we became friends from that night on.
1948 again, every major studio in Hollywood is just dying to sign you guys a long-term contract.
Right.
How did you decide, and who did you go with, Jerry?
Well, I pushed it to the limit because we had offers from Samuel Goldwyn, 20th Century Fox, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, Universal, Republic. Did I mention Sam Goldwyn?
Yes.
Yeah. We had offers from them all, and I steered to Paramount. And everybody wanted to know why, because I was an usher at the New York Paramount. And I leaned towards Paramount because I knew the studio. I knew it by heart. I knew it by seeing the material across that screen for years.
But, Jerry, the deal you guys signed was supposed to be unprecedented in entertainment history.
It was. It was an unprecedented deal for two young guys out of the nightclub circuit. I mean, we made our first movie for $200,000. I mean, that's unheard of.
That is absolutely amazing.
That was $200,000 to make a movie. I mean, we didn't know what the hell to do with that kind of money. But we managed.
And they were box office smashes, obviously.
Yes, they were.
Yeah. Around 1951, you guys came out with Sailor Beware. I've been told, my research tells me,
yeah.
that movie grossed $27 million.
Something like that in those days when tickets were a quarter.
At a quarter.
Yeah.
Now, you'll find this interesting. Do you know what the all-time grossing number one film has been in history?
No.
Piece of trivia for you. In 1997, it was the Titanic. And it grossed $600 million. Now,
right.
if you take $27 million, which your film grossed, and you figure how many tickets were sold, that's
right.
$108 million. If those tickets were sold around the same time of the Titanic for only $6 a piece,
yeah.
you'd have grossed $648 million. It would have been the all-time biggest smash.
Really? Did you add that up?
Yes.
It
took me years, so I figured it out.
$600 million.
$648 million. You would have beat the all-time high.
That's really something. Where do we go to get the money?
Same number. Well, you'll have to renegotiate your deal.
Yeah, right.
You're the shrewd one.
That's right.
But eventually everything has its cycle. Around 1956, you and Dean split.
It was over, yeah.
Yeah, that had to be a very traumatic time for you.
It was very traumatic. It's like a divorce. It was just like a divorce.
Did it scare you, Jerry?
We loved one another very dearly and never, ever stopped loving one another. And it was frightening to think, I'm going to have to go out on a stage by myself. He was equally as frightened. And we had to do that because we had to continue in. We were both doing what we wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And this was a chance for my partner to really show his stuff. Because he was the greatest straight man that ever lived. And I wouldn't have been worth a hill of beans if it wasn't for him.
And the greatest singer.
He made me the comic I was. No two ways about it.
That's a very humble point of view.
But it happens to be the truth. I learned more about doing comedy through him than anything I ever learned from my father.
Really?
Yep.
You were quoted once as saying you could see your performance in Dean's eyes.
Oh, absolutely. I saw whatever I did in Dean's eyes because he was there rooting for me. Rooting that I did this nonsense and this crazy stuff and that it came out all right. Dean was born with one of the great funny bones, what we call a funny bone in our business. He was born with one of the greatest funny bones I'd ever seen in my life. Because people never knew that during the course of the act, I'd be doing straight and he'd be doing the comedy. And we did that for 10 years, never even knowing how we did that.
And did you guys just come to your own creative ability together? You had to go off on your own to create your individual
careers? When the split was imminent, we knew it was going to be in the best interest of both of us. We didn't know it was going to happen. We knew that if it did click, we'd be okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm John Resnick, our exclusive guest today, Jerry Lewis, truly a world icon. And we come back, we're going to find out more about Jerry's work with muscular dystrophy, raising close to $2 billion. Just an absolutely incredible record. I'm John Resnick. You're listening to Legends of Success.
Well, you have my infinite thanks for hanging in there with us. The message came through loud and clear, indicative of that board. An awful lot of people that would want to thank you don't have that chance. And I know, being as close to so many of them for so many years, that they feel that through me, you are being acknowledged for what they feel and for what they know. I don't know what's going to happen next year. I'll probably burst. We'll see. When you walk through a storm, keep your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark.
And now, a magical memory from the audio vaults of Legends of Success.
We're going all across America on Legends of Success, starring John Resnick. Today's special guest is Ed McMahon. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Johnny Resnick.
Oh, God almighty, the highlight of my life, Ed McMahon introducing me. Ed, I want to give you a big hug. Thank you so much.
Thank you, John.
Legends of Success.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A private payroll processor reporting today that 163,000 jobs were added by U.S. businesses last month. ADP says those job gains were the fewest in its survey since last October. Economists say tomorrow's jobs report from the government is expected to show a solid 189,000 jobs created. The nation's attorney general says he believes law enforcement pros are the only ones who can really reduce crime in the nation. Jeff Sessions speaking at the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation vigil held last night.
If you want crime to go up, listen to the radicals. If you want crime to go down, listen to the professionals. Listen to the police.
Just getting word that multiple people have been shot in downtown Cincinnati, although police now say the scene is secure. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Esurance. Extreme weather events are on the rise. Last year, the U.S. suffered 16 major natural disasters with recovery costs of over $300 billion. That's a 33% increase over 2016 when there were 12, and it's predicted that this upward trend will continue. A 2018 study by Esurance revealed that only 17% of U.S. residents feel they are personally prepared for an unexpected natural disaster. The survey also revealed that people tend to take a low investment path and that the use of high-tech home-based solutions is uncommon. Bonnie Schneider, meteorologist.
Today's technology allows people to better prepare and recover from extreme weather. You can invest in smart home sensors and alert devices, angle security systems, and Wi-Fi-enabled cameras towards the street to keep tabs on activity around your home. Find an app that enables Wi-Fi calling during an emergency and keep your home inventory updated digitally for insurance purposes.
For more, visit esurance.com/insights.
This is John Resnick. During a holiday visit to Los Angeles in 2007, Tonight Show's Ed McMahon offered to introduce me to his pal Jerry Lewis. I was surprised by an invitation to meet Jerry on his boat in the San Diego Harbor to share Jerry's life story on Legends of Success. I hope you enjoyed listening as much as I enjoyed my memorable visit with Jerry Lewis.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. Our guest today, Jerry Lewis. We're sitting on his gorgeous boat off the coast of Southern California. Jerry, you and Dean split in 1956, I believe, to the exact day that was a 10-year anniversary you got together.
July 25th, 1946, we teamed up. July 25th, 1956, we split. It was a coincidence, but it was kind of ironic.
That was a coincidence. Now, you had to be scared to death going on your own. Anybody would have been, because this has been your partner.
Yep, we were. And, you know, everything was Jerry this, Jerry that, Jerry the funny one, Jerry does this, Jerry's the businessman, Jerry. Everything was Jerry, Jerry, Jerry. The reviews were Jerry, Jerry. There were times when they never even mentioned my partner's name. So he took a lot of crap for 10 solid years. And never murmured a negative tone. Never. He was that kind of a professional. And, you know, I was starting to do penance. I had such guilt that he was able to do this for the betterment of the act, for the best interest, I should say, of the act. Mm-hmm. And he was a champion man. And when my book comes out, you'll see the penance that I've done. Because I set the record straight in no uncertain terms. What it is really is a love letter to my partner. And it's going to be a hell of a book. It's funny. It's poignant. It's satirical. It's crazy. It's right on the nose. It reeks with truth and sincerity. And it's going to be a hell of a book.
Great. You must have been working a long time on it.
I've been working about 8-9 years on it.
Really?
Yeah, because every time I think I'm finished, I write another sequence. Every time I get through with that, oh, wait a minute, I forgot the other thing. Yeah, wait a minute. And then I sit and I write some more.
You phased out on your own. What was your first job that you had? What did you do?
Well, the first engagement that I had was at the Fontainebleau in Florida. Mm-hmm. And the La Ronde Room. And I mean, I deposited about 330,000 tons of sweat backstage before I walked on that first night. And I went on, and I did fine. But it was really a bittersweet success that night. I missed him terribly.
That's right.
And it was tough. It was tough emotionally. It was tough. Physically, it was tough in every way that I could remember to get through presenting yourself as this crazy comedian and there's nobody on the right side of me. And that was tough because I always stood left of Dean and the right was my strength, my power. And there was no one there that night. It was really tough to get through, but I did.
I can imagine. Well, they say by 1959... your whole world is changing, and you had signed another absolutely unprecedented deal. Tell me about that, sir.
With Paramount, I signed a $40 million meal. There's a Freudian slip. I signed a $40 million deal in 1959 to deliver 7 films to Paramount under my own banner. And then I became an independent filmmaker, and that was the beginning of a whole new life for me.
That really changed things around. They said you also had 60% of the gross. Is that correct?
Yeah, because I wanted to be sure that I could go shopping.
Well, I think you didn't go hungry after that.
No.
There was also a very interesting clause, I believe, you had where ownership of these films would end up reverting back to you one day. Is that correct?
Well, that wasn't then.
No, that wasn't.
That was a deal that I made, but that was for my 40th birthday, a few years later.
I see.
On my 40th birthday, Barney Balavan, the chairman of the board of Paramount, said to me in front of 500 people at my home, had a party for 500 people for my 40th birthday, and he announced to the people, said, we didn't know what to get him. The man that's brought more money to this studio, he has been so important to us that if he wants to burn down the studio, I'll give him the match.
Is that right?
That was Balavan. He said, tell me, what is it that we can give you? Now, this is in front of a whole group of people. What can we give you that would make you happy? I said, well, right off the top of my head, I think after the normal procedure of running films for as long as you run them and as long as you are the participants in the profits of these films, when that normal procedure ends, I would like the negatives to come back to me and my company. He said, you got it. That quick, he said, you got it.
It was never done before.
It was never done before, and now, when I was 40, I had 30 years to wait for them to go through the normal process of running them and getting the profits. So in 19, I don't even remember the year, when I was 30 years from 40, when I was 70, when I was 70, 8 years ago, all of the negatives came due to me, and now all the studios are coming to me to buy them to redo the films. So I have now six films that I've sold to the different companies that I'm the executive producer of that we're going to process going through getting the right writers and the right materials to make the films work again. So I'm going to be doing that. I'll be pretty busy doing that.
Nutty Professor was an all-time classic, and that was a very successful. How did you like Eddie Murphy in that?
Well, I got Eddie Murphy to do it.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. I was the executive producer.
Well, okay.
And the only way I would remake the picture for the deal that Universal wanted was I said, let's get Eddie Murphy or we don't do it. So we got Eddie Murphy, and I thought he was wonderful in it. A lot of people don't like the remake because they wanted the purity of the original, which is a great compliment. And that's fine. You know, that was okay with me. But the first film that I sold under that deal that I made with Paramount was The Nutty Professor.
That was obviously a fairly lucrative deal from what I
understand. Oh, yes. That right. I didn't have a car payment that week. I promise you.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, this is John Resnick. You're on Legends of Success. Our guest is Jerry Lewis, exclusively off the coast of Southern California on his beautiful boat here. Just met his daughter, Danielle, his wife, Sam. Where's Sam?
She's on her way.
She is on her way.
She is on her way.
When we get back, we're going to talk about probably what I think, but we'll find out from Jerry, what his most amazing accomplishment has been in his lifetime, and that's what he's done for muscular dystrophy. And we'll talk about the loss of a very dear friend of his, Matty Stepanek. I'm John Resnick. This is Legends of Success.
Missed part of this week's great Legends of Success interview? You can hear each week's show online on our website at legendsofsuccess.com.
Shouldn't your home be your own? Custom? One of a kind? Introducing Custom Fabric Design, exclusively from Budget Blinds. Now you're the designer. We'll help you pick a pattern that matches your style perfectly. Next, choose from every color in the rainbow. Then take your pick of six luxurious fabrics. Now we do the rest. Budget Blinds will turn your design into beautiful custom drapes and pillows just for you. That's Custom Fabric Design, only from Budget Blinds. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. See for yourself. Call for a free consultation right at home. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go to budgetblinds.com. This is yours alone for your one-of-a-kind home. So call 855-BUDGETBLINDS. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only, ask for details.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Hi, this is Ethan Resnick, and you're listening to my dad, John Resnick, on Legends of Success.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. Our exclusive interview today with Jerry Lewis. Jerry, we've been going over your life story, which is absolutely fascinating. You tied the Pope as number 5, the most recognizable people on the planet, according to Newsweek. When you look back at all these accomplishments, I mean, what's been your favorite? What are you most proud of?
I think August 7th, 1955, when I was nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. There isn't anything that I've done or anything I might ever accomplish to compare to that. That was the moment for me. I didn't win it, of course, but just getting nominated is plenty.
Awesome. That's awesome.
It was awesome.
And that was in relationship to your work with muscular dystrophy.
Yes, of course.
And tell us, it started, what, in the late 40s, early 50s?
48 was when I decided something has to be done. By 49, I had already gathered 3 or 4 pretty bright men to help me get this on. By 1950, I decided, let's try a telethon. And Dean was so totally cooperative. He helped me, I mean, he busted his back to get that show on for me. And we did great. We did great. We were on a station in New York, WNEW, which had a sister ship in Connecticut and one in Pennsylvania. So we were doing pretty well. At the end of that show, I think we collected $26,000.
And that's
bad.
And that's not bad at a first shot.
1950, first shot, and people didn't even know what that meant, a telethon, you know. And that was it. We were on our way. And for the next 6 years, Dean helped me. We did, every other year we did a telethon until Dean and I split. Then I did one every year from that point on, from 56 on.
Were you surprised at the number of stars and personalities that came to your aid?
No, I wasn't surprised because I knew that the business I was in was one of tremendous love and tremendous affection for people that have a problem. And I was in a business with people that gave their heart and their soul genuinely, sincerely. And I wasn't surprised at the response. It was incredible. And by the time I did a telethon in 1957, that was the first year I raised $1 million. That was a big thing in 1957.
I'm John Resnick. Our guest today is Jerry Lewis, and you're listening to Legends of Success.
How are you enjoying this latest stock market roller coaster ride? You've worked too long and too hard to let market volatility and a tired old spend down strategy rob you of your retirement savings. We're Sound Income Strategies, and baby boomers who have heard our message and called for a free income kit now understand the secret to a great retirement is our middle name, Income.
For your free, no-obligation income kit, call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234 to speak to an income specialist. Call now. 866-913-1234.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
Sound Income Strategies. The secret to a great retirement is in our middle name, Income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Call now. 866-913-1234.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
I'm John Resnick, and this is Legends of Success as we continue with our exclusive interview with Jerry Lewis. And we're talking about the phenomenal growth of the telethon with muscular dystrophy. And Jerry gets into some of his more personal and intimate moments. And we pick back up where this telethon really starts getting big in the 1960s.
By 1966, I had acquired a pretty good network. Close to 200 stations across the nation, coast to coast. And I started to pull in 11, 12, 13 million, 17 million, 22 million, all the way up to the last program. I got 59 million in phone calls and another 60 million in corporate sponsors. So almost 120 million last Labor Day. My firefighters gave me $18 million themselves.
Isn't that incredible?
Firefighters are with me 50 years this year.
Isn't that incredible?
And they are my heroes, and they have been my heroes. The firefighters are easily the greatest group of people that we have in this country doing a job to save this country. We have one of the firefighters overhead right now in the helicopter. He's coming over just to say hello, but he'll land over there in a few minutes, and then we'll be able to talk to him. His name is Eddie Fletman, and we'll talk to Eddie later on.
Jerry, over the years, you've had the good fortune and then, I guess, a very traumatic times of becoming close to Jerry's kids, a number of them very, very close. And most recently, you lost what so many people believe is one of the most incredible human beings that we've ever witnessed.
And that's not saying at all.
And you know who I'm talking about, Matty.
Of course. Matty Stepanek was a miracle child. He was a miracle child because he spread the kind of emotion and passion to those of us that are involved in this fight that would, were it not for him, never ever get to that level. I was always at that level because of my passion that took me through it for the 54 years. But Matty was an exceptional miracle child. Do you know that Matty's books, the love songs and the love notes that he wrote, he was the only author ever to be on the bestseller list, three individual books at the same time.
Really?
Three bestsellers at the same time. It's unheard of.
And he's how old?
Well, he was, his first one was 4 years old. And these three books, he was 10 when he had the three bestsellers at the same time. Never met anyone as unusual and as incredible. It's like he had an umbilical running from God to him. I've never met anybody like that child. And what he felt for the human condition, what he felt for his fellow man, the dreams and aspirations that he had for you and for me was beyond comprehension.
Totally selfless, wasn't he?
Oh, yes,
totally.
Of course. He didn't know what the word selfish meant. Totally selfless and gave of himself at any time for anyone that might have needed his wit, his charm, his personality, his love. There were times when you suspected that this couldn't be real. You know, when you meet somebody and they're really terrific and they're wonderful and they're awesome and you think to yourself, no, this can't be. There's got to be a little nastiness there somewhere.
Sure.
No, not Matty. Not. I think if he was desperately hurt or if he was spiritually destroyed, he would make an excuse for it. He'd find out somehow that the individual we were in reference to didn't really mean it.
And I was told he never complained up to his final day, never once.
Never. I never heard a complaint. And this is a child that suffered with pain because of this condition that he had, which was unique in itself. And never, never complained. He always had a moment to spread absolute joy and happiness to anyone and everyone around him. See, the one thing that I think I learned from my dad, who was, he was my hero because he was a very simple man. But he would say things to me like, when something goes wrong with you, look right and look left and see somebody that's got it worse. And you'll get through this life. But if you think that you're being punished and something bad is happening to you and you are all alone on an island, my son, look to your right and look to your left. There's always somebody that's got it worse.
Let me ask you, every year you sing the song at the end of the telethon. You cry.
If I get through it.
You make us cry. Anyone that watches that has to cry. What goes through your mind when you're singing it? What are you picturing? What are you thinking about, Jerry? Is it changed from year to year?
No, I can tell you exactly. It's a hell of a question, John. Not a lot of people have asked me that, but I'll tell you exactly what I'm thinking. Dear God, let me get through it. Let me sing all of the lyrics to keep the song pure. And I'm always looking over at Sam and at Danielle, and they're doing this to me. Stay strong.
Really?
Stay strong. And I look at them, and if I break or crack, I can't help that. I'm trying my best. I don't know if people are watching it to see if I break. I don't worry about what I look like, and I don't worry about what somebody might say about me. But I want my kids to hear the song sung completely. Because you got to remember, I'm sure you read it in all of the research you've done, they came to me with this song in 1957 or something. And said they would like me to make it their song. And that's where that came from.
What an incredible song.
Yeah.
To be a have a signature, Jerry.
They wanted me to do that number for them that year. And I did it in the body of the show, never realizing that would be a wonderful way to wrap it up.
Jerry, I tell you, we are cheering you on. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
It's probably been one of the most incredible interviews we've had. I'm John Resnick, and thanks for tuning in. This is Legends of Success.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Day three of the confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is underway on Capitol Hill. And this Senate Republican says, try as they might, Democrats and protesters will not be able to keep him from being confirmed.
But at the end of the day, they're not stopping our following through with the promise we made to the American people, which is to put strong constitutionalists on the Supreme Court and federal courts.
Senator Ted Cruz speaking there on Fox and Friends. It's still an active scene in downtown Cincinnati after a mass shooting earlier this morning. There are said to be several victims, but police have not said if anyone was killed. They do say the shooter has been contained. Officers still on the scene at the Fountain Square 5th 3rd location, where the shooting happened at 9:15 local time. And this is USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
The failing New York Times has an anonymous editorial. Can you believe it? Anonymous.
President Trump there as the White House fights back after the New York Times prints an anonymous opinion piece from someone who claims to be in the Trump administration, saying they're a part of the resistance and trying to protect the country from Trump's misguided impulses. Counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says they're not so sure it's a West Winger.
I just have to correct the record. It's not clear to us anyway that it's somebody in the White House. They're saying senior administration official. That could be many people. There are, I think, thousands of political appointees, hundreds of folks who would qualify under that title alone.
She was speaking on Fox News. Meanwhile, Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats is denying that he authored that op-ed. Coats putting out a statement today.